obviously you were on the super committee that didn't write an alternative plan.
Correct.
And sort of in not acting, this is the action that, that came of it. Is this what
Correct.
You expected would happen at the end of that road?
No. I voting for the Budget Control Act was very difficult for me because it had the sequestration that hit defense unnecessarily and unfairly. And I came very close to not voting for it because of that. But in my floor statement, I explained that I had enough confidence in my colleagues to believe that they would avoid the absolute worst result, which would be sequestration and devastating cuts to defense. Alas, my optimism was misplaced. We failed to achieve it in the supercommittee, and the Congress failed to achieve it thereafter. Now, by the way, little footnote, we did. It was one of the last, in fact, it was the last vote that I cast. We did secure 2 months' worth of offsets to avoid sequester for the first 2 months of the year. But that was only through the end of February, and now it's kicked in again. It was not expected because when we went into the supercommittee, I thought we can find $1.2 trillion in savings over 10 years. It's about $120 billion a year, and if you take the interest costs out, it's about $109 billion, and we found all kinds of ways to generate savings of that amount, and even some ways to raise revenue that didn't involve raising tax rates. It could have been done, but our Democratic friends concluded that unless we were willing to raise taxes, tax rates, they weren't going to do the reforms of the entitlement programs like Medicare and Medicaid that would have been necessary to reduce the spending growth.
You sound like the politics of it were a surprise, but it seems like the atmosphere, those politics, the two-sided, nobody compromising, is how things have been for a while.
Yes, but of a relatively recent origin. I'm talking about 3 or 4 years here. It used to be after an election, you'd take about a year off and legislate. And then about April or May of the election year, everybody would start to get back in campaign mode again. In the last several years, and I think media, frankly, are part of the reason for this, as soon as one election is over, the next election starts. And both sides feel that they have to protect themselves from political attack and to take every advantage they can of the other side politically, as a result of which everything in Washington becomes a political gotcha game. In the case of Harry Reid, for example, not doing a budget enabled him to avoid very hard votes for members of his caucus, votes that could have come back to haunt them in the next election. If the 2014 elections, midterm elections, can rebuke one side or the other, then I think you'll find the party rebuked beginning to be willing to compromise. If it's the current stalemate perpetuated yet through another election, I'm not sure we'll see any result until the presidential elections 3.5 years from now.
If you were in the minority party in the Senate, and then obviously the Dems were in the minority party in the House during the supercommittee negotiations, why was there not a little more compromise there then from each of those minority positions?
Republicans believed that our mandate of the supercommittee was to find the reforms that would reduce the rate of growth of those programs. So we went in there hoping to achieve that. What we found was the Democrats came to the supercommittee with the view that that was their opportunity to get tax increases. We didn't think that's what the supercommittee was all about. We thought tax increases would hurt the economy. They wanted tax increases, not entitlement reductions. So we had a stalemate. Now, we finally put some tax increases on the table, but it wasn't enough for them. So that resulted in a stalemate. And therefore, it was somewhat predictable that on the sequestration, which was the result of the stalemate, unless the dynamic changed in the meantime, and it didn't change appreciably, you're going to see the same kind of stalemate. And that's precisely what has happened.